Chapter 7, Part 2. From this point forward, individual citizens were only allowed to own up to $100 worth of gold, but that is all. Executive Order 6102 had never expired. It's still on the books and can be reactivated, revised, or rewritten into a similar but updated executive order by any sitting U.S. president. Let's fast forward to the very near future and look at how this executive order with a modern president could unfold. If war breaks out or a national emergency is declared, an executive order like 6102 could be activated, triggering government confiscation of individually owned precious metals. Why would the government do this again? Such an order might slow down a hyperinflation event. Hyperinflation causes a country's currency to devalue at a very rapid pace. If that happened, all of our basic necessities would become very expensive. Massive layoffs would ensue, and the government would have a hard time paying its bills, including benefit payments such as Social Security and Medicare. This would make it necessary to end the life of the U.S. dollar. But before the U.S. can initiate this currency reset, the Treasury will need to prop up the country's value. This is the primary reason why the government would find it necessary to confiscate gold from we the American people. By way of reminder, another reason why America's value will need to be shored up is because other countries have been trading in USD and will begin to use other currencies, which will facilitate the rapid decline in the value of the dollar. Currently, the purchase of oil around the world is traded in a currency known as petrodollars. In early 2018, China introduced crude oil futures contracts denominated in the Chinese yuan. The purpose was to promote China's currency for use in global trade. Both Russia and China are pushing for options other than the USD in order to trade globally with their own currencies. If the dollar is removed as the main currency of the world economy, even in part, it will lead to excess USD circulating within the global market. Such a circumstance will intensify the inflation rate of the USD both within America and around the world. The best and quickest way to shore up an asset is with gold. But short of the Federal Reserve printing more USD and due to the surmounting US deficit, the ability of the American government to purchase gold will be severely limited. So how will the United States obtain more gold? I believe that gold will be confiscated from the American people either via Executive Order 6102 or a similar order. What I am about to describe as a possible scenario is severe. When God gave me this scenario, it was based on a specific person holding the office of president. That person was Hillary Clinton. She did not win the election. It is not my intention to pull politics into the discussion, but in my opinion, the person elected to the presidency in 2020 will have a direct impact on what will happen with people's individual sovereignty via whether and how the government confiscates individually owned gold. The situation presented here is a worst-case scenario. I present it to you in the hopes that we will not see it happen, but we should prepare for it nonetheless. Initially, the method the government uses to confiscate privately owned precious metals will be covert for two reasons. One, to avoid a panic, and two, to keep a brave face on the situation. Americans will be asked, even enticed, to give up their gold through buyback programs, possibly buying back gold at a perceived market value that is greater than the gold's current value. Retirement accounts, pensions, 401ks that have investments backed in gold will receive extra cash in their accounts in exchange for the gold held in those accounts, but in that were put in place specifically to hedge off inflation. The new executive order will look similar to Executive Order 6102, but with some updates. I believe that our government will slowly become more overt in its efforts to confiscate gold from its citizens. Gold dealers will be required to turn over their customer list to the Treasury, who in turn will use this information to force compliance with the new order. As mentioned previously, our government will initially try to look like the good guy. Owners of gold, coin, bullion, and certificates will be offered a, quote, fair, unquote, price for their gold when they turn it in. The time period for the confiscation process will not be long. In 1933, it was 15 days. This time, it may be around the same time frame, or perhaps 30 days. Currently, America is bankrupt and unable to pay its bills. But I believe the Treasury will print additional dollars in order to, quote, pay, unquote, for the gold. The spin from the government will be that turning in your gold will be for the good of America, to help keep America's sovereignty and national security intact. I believe the population will be told that they will not lose any economic value since their gold will be exchanged for USD. After the initial time period to turn in gold has passed, agents from the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, will come into play. For example, if gold was purchased through any of the dealers who turned in their customer lists, but you yourself did not turn in your gold by the deadline, you could be visited by an IRS agent who would already have the authority to search your home and seize assets via the new executive order. If this happens and they find gold after the allotted time, you would not be compensated. Instead, you would be fined or could face a prison sentence. If we happen to be at war as this executive order is implemented, the very act of keeping your gold could be interpreted as treason. I realize that this scenario seems unlikely to happen in our country, but I mention it because it is a possibility and because of what the Lord had shown me. That being said, if something like this did happen, the only people to be negatively affected by it would be those who did not adhere to the executive order. But this is not all that the American public will have to deal with. As a result of massive layoffs, lack of jobs, suspended Social Security benefits, and increased panic among the American public, burglaries will also increase. For those who would want to comply with the executive order, it may become very dangerous to do so. People will be in a lot of fear, not knowing what to do, but the government will have little sympathy, and they will want the gold. Fear of robbery or even death will not be a defense against turning in gold during this time. Usually, when the government acts aggressively within our borders, it's not published through the mainstream media. Our government is very careful of its image. But what's coming will be extraordinary. We will see the aggressiveness of the government's tactics played out before our eyes. They will tell us that what they are doing is for the good of our country, and it's necessary in order for us to continue to be a sovereign nation. After this short period of gold confiscation, the United States will perform a currency reset on the U.S. dollar, thereby wiping out our country's massive debt. Before those who receive dollars for their gold trade-in, financial security will only be temporary. If the government announces that the dollar will be reset, its value will decrease once again. For example, say a person turns in $10,000 worth of gold in exchange for the same value in dollars. When the dollar resets, the exchange value will be significantly less, about 50 to 60% less, maybe even more. The $10,000 received will only be worth $4,000 or $5,000 after this reset. One way to minimize this disastrous outcome is a strategy the Lord showed me of establishing a currency kit. This will be discussed later in the book. Silver coins may be part of the new executive order, but the focus of the government is going to be on gold. Why? because gold is what other nations around the world are currently purchasing and storing up. Since the executive order confiscation period will be short, I believe the federal agents sent to seize it will focus on gold. But if they find silver in the process, they will keep it. Gold is also expensive for many people, making it less accessible. Gold is finite. Although silver is less expensive than gold, it is also finite, meaning there is only so much gold and silver. Not everyone, even they can afford it, will be able to get their hands on precious metals. I believe in the coming months and years, prior to the collapse of the banks, gold and silver will become harder to find for purchase. Many aspects of our lives will be harder in the not-too-distant future. The signs are already present in the marketplace. Next, we will take a look at some of the signs that our economic way of life is failing, as categorized by market sector. Know that what I will discuss is only a glimpse of the current state of affairs, a peek into what might be indicators of impending economic collapse, and a look at the possibility of what may happen in a specific economic sector.